Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Let's open with a word of prayer, and then we'll turn to 21 and sing one stanza of 21, Blessed Assurance. Father, as we gather this morning, we just thank you that you are continually desiring a relationship with each of us. You're continually desiring for us to be praying and giving us opportunity to share in your glory through prayer. And we know, Lord, you don't need us, but, Lord, you do allow us to participate by getting involved, and the main way is through prayer. And so, Lord, we thank you for that, an opportunity this morning to pray and just draw us into one accord. And those who aren't here, Aggie and others, we pray for healing and strength, and but in whatever condition, that those hearts would all be leaning toward you and relying on you. And so, Lord, guide us now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed Assurance, number 21. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God. Born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Well, as we continue through the Bible and looking at these prayers, turn to Luke chapter 5, and this is the third time we've looked at this prayer, because we looked at it in Matthew, we looked at it in Mark, and I just love to compare the Gospels and to see the similarities, but also to see the differences and to get a rounded picture of each event that is more facilitated by several accounts than just one account. But the this is cleansing the leper, and begin in verse 12. It happened in chapter 5, verse 12 of Luke. And it happened when he was in a certain city that, behold, a man was full of leprosy, saw Jesus, and he fell on his face and implored him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then he put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately the leprosy left him. And he charged him to tell no one, but go and show yourself to the priests and make an offering of your cleansing as a testimony to them, just as Moses commanded. However, the report went around concerning him all the more, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. So he himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed. We're in Luke chapter 5, verse 12. Now, the last couple of times we went over this prayer, we talked about how to pray. We talked about being assurance being assured of the power of Jesus, the power of the Lord. We talked about believing that he is able, and we talked about being submissive to his will. And just a few other comments today. I've got about three or four here, little applications that I just wanted to go over with you. The context here is we've just had the incident on the Sea of Galilee, where Jesus was teaching to the people, and they were pressing him on the shore. So he got into Peter's boat and went out into Peter's boat a little bit and began to address the crowd. And then he said, after he stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. And Peter said, oh, Master, we toiled all night and caught nothing. Here are the fishermen. Who are you, you carpenter? You don't know what you're talking about. In effect, maybe. I'm not sure. Maybe reading a little bit more into that than is there. But Jesus said, let down. And Peter says, well, we taught, you know, there's nobody here that can be saved, right? And Jesus says, let your nets down. And they let their nets down, and then they got a catch, which was so great that the net was breaking, and they asked for help, and so they got help, and then the two boats both began to sink because there were so many fish. And then Simon Peter in verse 8 recognizes what's happening, and he just falls at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, O Lord." And he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. So also were James and John. And Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on you will catch men." So we've got such a great gospel being proclaimed right there, don't we, as far as letting the nets down and catching fish, right? Isn't that what we're all supposed to do? Well, we go right into this prayer then where Jesus cleanses this leper. And notice, we're not talking about healing in the case of leprosy. We're talking about cleansing. There's more to leprosy than just a healing process, because the in the Bible it always refers to as cleansing. And here we have a word, behold, in the verse 12. It happened when he was in a certain city, that behold. We don't have that in the other two accounts. But this behold really means, in the Hebrew, it really means, listen to this. This is something special. So we're already being alerted that, behold, something special is going to happen here. And a man, here it says full of leprosy. Of course, Luke is very thorough as a doctor and all. The other gospel just said he was a leper, but here he says he's full of leprosy. That means it's very advanced. It's not just a little spot, but he has it really all over his body, apparently. And now we see also another thing in the Luke account that we don't see in the others. He fell on his face. In one account it said he kneeled, another account it said he worshiped, but here he says he fell on his face. And so we get even a more complete picture of worship, it would seem to me. Fell on his face, and he implores him, begs him, saying, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." He doesn't say, "Lord, if you are willing, heal me." He says, cleanse me. And isn't that what our prayer was when we came to the Lord? "Lord, cleanse me from my sin," because the issue of leprosy and sin is very close in the Scriptures. Then Jesus puts out his hands and touched him, saying, "I am willing, be cleansed." Immediately his leprosy left him. So already notice one thing: when the Lord allowed this leper to approach him, we see the Lord restores those that everybody else rejects, because everybody rejects the leper, didn't they? And yet Jesus allowed him to come to him. And so when we see those people who are rejected, and maybe people we want to reject because they're such losers, so to speak, remember, Jesus does not reject losers. He didn't reject you and I, but he reached out to us, didn't he? Amen. And then we see another very interesting thing in verse 13 here. He puts out his hand and touches him. The law had it, you did not touch a leper, and there were a bunch of reasons, I guess. I think the main one was for epidemic control and that kind of a thing. When somebody has a contagious disease, you don't touch them. But notice, I think there's a real message here for us. Was Jesus defiled by touching the leper, or did he deliver the leper? He delivered the leper. And so our touch with the world, are we being defiled by the world, or are we delivering those in the world that we're touching? Often I think when we want to send children to college or something, or to school, I can't let them go to a public school, they'd be defiled there. Well, maybe so, maybe not. Maybe the Lord wants them to be there to deliver those that he touches through them. And in the power of the Lord and in reliance on the Holy Spirit, we have that power to change, don't we, and not be changed by the defilement. So Jesus delivers this leper here by touching him, and he was not defiled. And then look at verse 14. And he charged him. That charge is a very strong word. It's just not mentioning it to him like, "Hey, by the way, don't tell anybody." But charging is really more like a military command. "You will do this," so to speak. So he charges the leper and says, "Tell no one." Now, again, I see a great application there, because look at us. We're told to preach the gospel, to proclaim the good news, to be a witness to every creature, are we not? And yet we go around being silent most of the time. But here, this character, he's told to tell no one, and the Mark account says he went around freely telling everybody, so much so that the crowds were following Jesus wherever he went. Isn't that amazing? We're told not to tell anybody. We can't keep it a secret, but you and I are told to tell everybody, and are we? Yeah. Are we just keeping silent? So go and show yourself to the priest. Okay, he went ahead. He didn't want to have, basically, the credit for his messiahship, his king position. It was not yet time for that. He didn't want the people all thronging to him because he healed a leper. And also he didn't want, I don't think, give fuel for those who would be against him, other religious leaders that only the priests can do through this procedure, which was given in Leviticus, of healing a leper. So Jesus is saying, yeah, go and show the priests and go through the offering for your cleansing as a testimony, just as Moses commanded. So he's very careful here to stay in accordance with the law. Now, Jesus was always being accused of breaking the law, but he never broke a law. All he did was change their tradition. Their tradition was the Sabbath stuff. That wasn't the law. That was the Sabbath tradition. And so in verse 15, the report went around concerning him all the more. I love that. All the more. And great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. Now notice 16 is stuck in there. That isn't in the other two accounts. So Jesus himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed. So my question to you and to me is, when we get busy, when we get all kinds of ministry opportunities, do we pray more or do we pray less? And we see here Jesus very busy, all of these things coming down on him, and so to speak, one ministry situation after another. But he himself withdrew into the wilderness and prayed. Father, we thank you for your word, which shows us so clearly. We need to be in your will as we pray. Are we in your will, Lord? Are our prayers within your will? And Lord, we need to be changing the world and not having the evil change us. And Lord, we know we are limited, but through your power and through the power of the Spirit, we have that ability to reach out one-on-one. You healed one leper here. You didn't heal the whole nation of their leprosy, but one leper you touched. And may we touch somebody today, Lord. And may we be changing them and not be changed by them. And Lord, then you told him, don't tell anybody, and he went out and did tell everybody freely that he could. May we tell at least one about you today, somebody about how much you love them, and may we be that witness, may we be that proclaimer of the good news, Lord, and not just keep silent even though you've told us to spread the word. So we thank you, Lord. And then, Lord, help us. Help us to withdraw and pray. It is good to pray in a group like this morning, but it is also good to look at our prayer schedule, so to speak, and see how much we are really spending time alone with you praying. How much are we withdrawing to pray to you? And Lord, there's nothing that takes the place of private prayer. We want to pray with others as well, and here we are. We can pray with others, and we want to intercede for others together here this morning. And in a sense, we are praying one by one, but in another sense, Lord, being led by your Spirit, we're all in one accord. So lead us now in this time of prayer, and may this time be redeemed. And we just want to praise you and honor you and thank you for your faithfulness in Jesus' name. Amen.